Most South Sudanese refugees, especially those living in settlements around northern Uganda, are faced with heavy drinking habits. Health workers say majority of the population is traumatized. They blame the trauma on terrible experiences some refugees might have gone through. I caught up with Bako Joan in Arua town. She is a social worker with Reproductive Health Uganda. She thinks a lot should be done in order to avert the problem in the settlements.
They do not want to talk about their issues. They feel they are hurt and they are hurt. That they look forward to revenge or to taking their life. So talking someone out of this is a very hard situation, but you have to try. One of the ways you can do this is to, you know, organize a meeting. Some people go through counseling, but counseling is not really a thing for Africans yet, and because most people do not believe in talking their issues to other people.
Sure.
But you can try talking to a few people, give them the hope, give them the support, you know, make them believe there's still more to the world than what they are going through.
South Sudan relapsed into war shortly after gaining its independence from Khartoum. The ongoing war has left millions uprooted out of their homes. Most of the civilians live in internally displaced camps across the country. Others fled the country altogether, seeking safety in Uganda. Arike Emmanuel is one of them. He lives in Mvepi refugee settlement in Arua district. He is also perplexed with how his fellow colleagues continue to resort to drinking in order to deal with their depression.
Alcoholism is very rampant in Mvepi, and it is mostly the youths and even the elders. Everybody is involved in that. The impact of the alcoholism has reduced the productivity among the people. And more so, foodstuff given by the relief, that is to say the World Food Program. People tend to sell these things in order to buy alcohol.
Trauma is caused by a long-term mental depression inflicted by past bitter experience. Health workers believe South Sudan's decades of bloody war has left its citizens with unforgettable bitter memories which they have to face daily.